Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey joins us now from Block Club Chicago with what we call extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. We've got breaking billy goat news today, don't we?
Breaking billy goat news, Bob. Yes, the Billy Goat Tavern is opening their latest location, and this one's going to be right by Wrigley Field. It's coming to 3726 North Clark, which is where the full Schilling Public House used to be, and it's just south of the metro, borders the metro there. So, yep, it's their ninth location, and I don't know how you feel about the billy goats getting this close to Wrigley Field. I mean, there's a history of between these two that whether you believe it or not, it did go on for 71 years when William Cyanus, his goat got turned away from being too smelly, and we had to wait a long time for another World Series.
Keep your goat inside, please. Don't bring it to the ballpark. And exactly. when did you say this is going to open?
They don't have an exact date, but they're saying they're hoping for sometime next week. So, you'll be able to get cheeseburgers, Pepsi, chips, all that just down up the street from Wrigley Field.
Are we going to see the Portage Theater saved? That would be good.
It would be good. I think it's it's one of those things that it's going to take a lot of work. The Portage Theater, this is in Portage Park. It was put on the Illinois' most endangered sites list yesterday by a group called Landmarks Illinois, and this place has been it was opened in 1920, and it's been closed. It hasn't not hosted any sort of show since 2018. Putting it on this list doesn't really bring necessarily any money directly, but it does bring some attention to it, and it gets some motivates some people to start looking into maybe some pro bono services to help find funding for it, or work on ways to rehab it. But as you know, every minute that these old theaters sit vacant, just the cost to rehab them just goes up and up and up. There's been some estimates that it could cost as much as $10 million to get this thing back on its feet. But Portage Park's really seen a rebirth in the past couple years with a lot of buildings going up and new residents moving in. So they're hoping a little bit of publicity on the Portage Theater could return it to the sort of the hub of the community that it was for years and years and years.
What a great thing for the neighborhood it would be to have the Portage all spiffed up. I mean, you can't build those palaces, those old movie palaces like that anymore, can you?
No, you can't. And they really do have good bones, as they say. There's not a ton to them. This place was huge. It had 1,300 seats, which is really hard to imagine when you drive by it. But these theaters are always sort of like tucked behind everything else there where the big theater is. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great to have in the neighborhood. You know, neighborhood pride, whether it's movies again or concerts again, just yep. Keeping something like that you can be proud of in the neighborhood is, I think, is important.
A lot of us have great memories of seeing movies there. And finally, we have something for people who want to go on a hike and have a beer. Tell us about this. This is a new book, huh?
Yeah, it's a new book. Came out yesterday. A couple authors from Lincoln Square, Jessica Sedgwick and Dan Ochwalt, they came out with this book called Beer Hiking Chicago and Beyond. And what they did is they found 30 hiking trails that they route them out for you, and they all end surprisingly within a short drive or walk of a local brewery. So if one of the if someone or your hiking partner could be enticed to go hiking if they could finish with a beer, they've mapped it all out for you, and they try to do some off the beaten path places, so to speak. that can get you to maybe breweries you haven't heard of or trails you haven't heard of. So, yep, it's in stores now. Beer Hiking Chicago and Beyond, the tastiest way to discover the Windy City, they call it. So it's kind of fun and maybe something to get people off the couch a little bit.
Right. Get them to exercise with a beer. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.